Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Hey, time to call it for what it is. President Trump is full of shit with this Jimmy Kimmel thing. This will be the one and only time out of every 7 to 25 years that you hear me ever stand on the side of Jimmy Kimmel, who's an absolute fucking idiot and an asshole. However, in this specific case, you know I'm a free speech guy. This misinterpretation is just something that is the right doing the things that they say the left does. And it's ridiculous. So what I said before, I'll say this up front, is that we have to understand it would be bumper sticker material, but it's just a little too long for the bumper sticker, that you do not have more of a right to misinterpret purposely or accidentally my own words than I have for the intention and meaning, my own meaning of my utterances, as long as it can be reasonably interpreted in the way that I said. Yeah, it doesn't fit on a t-shirt, at least not with that last clause. But this has to be the truth of the matter. And usually we say this about liberals. And when we have the White House saying this, in doing this instead, it is not good. Okay, this is regards, so I'm going to say it again. You do not have more of a right to your purposeful or accidental misinterpretation of my words than I do of what I actually meant and intended by my words. This is very simple. So what am I talking about? Jimmy Kimmel and this idea that days before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, so unless you're going to tell me he's in on it, which I don't think any of us have come to, he insults as kind of a, hey, I was going to roast these folks, but decided just to put it, I wasn't invited. Why would you invite that asshole to the White House Correspondents' Dinner? But yeah, maybe he was going to. So maybe it's a, you know, a hypothetical roast that he would have done, or maybe it was that close to happening. But he goes, so this is the type of stuff I would have said. And he literally aired it before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and basically in kind of a roast fashion, there's Melania looking, you know, glowing like an expectant widow. Guys, that's an age joke. Okay, that's an age joke. Okay, period, plain and simple. And you don't have to know that, except, I mean, because I thought, well, geez, all these people are, what am I looking at here? Did he make some joke about, that implies, well, eventually they'll get him? No, he did not. Looking like an expectant widow. She's what, 25, 30 years younger than him? This is an age joke, okay? And as I say before, if you want to know whether or not you're reacting out of bias, simply turn the tables. Okay, Republicans, if for some reason, I don't know, Dan Bongino's not that funny, but pick a person, J.P. Sears, I have no idea, who kind of makes social commentary and does parody on the right side. And let's say for some reason the Democrats actually put in an older president. Oh, that's right, Biden. So let's say Biden's in the office. And actually, what's her face? Jill was significantly younger, but nothing like Melania and Donald. And let's say she's even 10 years younger. So she's 20, 25 years younger than Joe Biden, who is on his last legs as far as mentally and, God forbid, physically, if he's still around, who knows. But in the hypothetical, he is, and he's president. And in the same breath, a conservative says, oh, looking, Jill looks like an expectant widow. Would you be offended, or would you go, or would you think it was right for the other side to be offended? He would fucking not. You would see the truth of the matter, and the truth of the matter is it's parody, it's like a roast, you're expected to say slightly, you know, slightly rude things to, you know, catch some risque humor. That's what that is. And the real story behind the joke is that Joe Biden be old, bruh. Like, he be old. And Trump be old, man. That's the joke. Trump be old. It doesn't even really require her to be much younger. It's just the idea of, oh, she's over there glowing because she's a very pretty woman. But the joke itself doesn't require her to be younger, because she could be 4 years younger and say, looking like an expectant widow. Okay? That's the joke. Okay, so I get that you get to pile on, and that nobody likes on the right, nobody in their right mind likes Jimmy Kimmel. But that's not the joke, to fire him, and let alone to pressure from the White House for them to fire him. And let me look this up, because this is just a total misstatement of the facts. I believe I had up Trump's little statement on this. Hold on just a moment. All right, so here we go right here. Wow, Jimmy Kimmel, who is in no way funny as attested by his terrible television ratings, made a statement on his show that is really shocking. He showed a fake video of the First Lady, Melania, and our son Barron, like they were actually sitting in the studio listening to him speak, which they weren't and never would be. He then stated, "Our First Lady, Melania, is here. Look at Melania, so beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow." A day later, a lunatic tried to enter the ballroom of the White House. That's end quote. A day later, a lunatic tried entering the ballroom of the White House correspondents' dinner, loaded up with a shotgun, handgun, and many knives. He was there for a very obvious and sinister reason. I appreciate that so many people are incensed by Jimmy's despicable call to violence. It was not a call to violence. You have some responsibility as someone who's supposed to be smart and have a team of smart people behind you to make sure that you represent the facts of the matter in a way that your sycophant followers, because there's about 15 to 25% are absolute sycophant followers. So you know this. You have a cult of personality. And for you to just lie and say that it's a call to violence, that's a lie. Any factual analysis would show otherwise, but the thing is, people have a short attention span. So it is your job when you go, geesh, how many people follow? Literally, how many people are on Truth Social, and therefore they're 100% Trump, 100% of the time. There's 11,590 replies here. I'm guessing 95% are in support. How dare Kimmel, blah, blah, blah. I appreciate that so many people are incensed by Kimmel's despicable call to violence. It was not. And again, this is Trump trying to project his right to misinterpret Kimmel's words more than Kimmel having the right to the meaning of his own words. And it's not even close. Like, it's clearly an age difference joke. And normally would not be responsive to anything that he said, but this is something far beyond the pale. It is not. It is an age joke. Jimmy Kimmel should be immediately fired by Disney and ABC. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And this is, again, Donald Trump's personality problem. The troll stuff can be very good when it comes to pushing back. It's really helped RFK Jr. He's talked about disclosure, which is maybe why the scientists have died. But those motherfuckers who are disclosing these anti-gravitics and these other technologies, or rather who are hiding them, they are world-class criminals. And no, I don't want anybody to die, but to be clear, their reaction to Trump saying, we should probably disclose this crap, is the reaction of world-class criminals, just their activities extended. So while the bullying behavior, the troll-like behavior, can overlap with this, I don't give a shit what you say. I'm going to utter things, and I'm going to do things. And some of the things he's done have been more, he's the most substantial president just in this term so far. The most substantial president as far as the amount of substantive actions done than any since, you might say, if you want to say, other unconstitutional presidents. I would listen to the argument. Because I've done all the legal work with the things he's, research rather, with the things he's tried to do. But as far as substantively trying to do things instead of sitting there fucking around in the office or being like Biden where he doesn't do anything, he waits for the next hand up his ass or not even require it to be up his ass because he just never has to speak. I mean, he's literally 200 times more substantive than is Trump than Biden. And pardon me, I do have that habit of going, oh, gee, you should just use a pronoun. Pronouns are the enemy of clear communication. But this troll behavior, it doesn't have to be attached to this personality. Ron Paul would have and could have done all of these things while being a gentleman. And Ron Paul would have never used the power of the presidency to go, I hate this hack. Always have hate this hack. Hated this hack. And now that I've set this narrative, I'm saying Trump's opinion of Kimmel. Now that I've set this narrative, then all I got to do is pull the line because I've got the hook in. And everybody will believe, everybody's conditioned if they know me to dislike Kimmel. So if I say it's an act of violence, most of them will believe it is. Let me just try to see if I can get this done and try to get him fired. But it's not true. It's not true. And again, Donald Trump, especially when it comes to acts of free speech, and I don't like Jimmy Kimmel at all, but I'm not mad at anybody who watches him. He's just a non-substantive comedian who might be a bad guy, but I've never really researched that, so I don't know as far as really, really bad activity. But he's non-substantive otherwise. You don't need to pick on him using the power of the bully pulpit. Now, I do believe that one of the most effective things that presidents can do that is voluntarily is not an abuse of power is to just use the power of the bully pulpit to get messages out as one of the most prominent figures on the planet. But once you're irresponsible with those messages to the point of saying that somebody called to violence when they did not, to try to get people further mad at ABC, further mad at Jimmy Kimmel, that's misrepresenting as bad as the other side that you say are misrepresenting to the point of people wanting to hate enough to go do something violent. It really is that level of misrepresentation. Because what one person who has a tendency to believe it, a person who's in that very small percentile range of being idiotic enough to think an act of violence will solve something, one of the triggers could be when they say and they think these other people over here are inciting violence. And so if they're going to be dangerous, and especially to the president I love, this little, you know, very specific percentile niche person, hypothetical, especially to this person that I love, Trump, then something has to be done. And you're really just in the same boat. So it's really the pot calling the kettle black when you misrepresent and you exaggerate. And it is beyond the pale, just like he said, far beyond the pale. So I'll say this. He was there for very obvious and sinister reason. I appreciate that so many people are incensed by Kimmel's despicable call to violence. Normally would not be responsive to anything that he said, but this is something far beyond the pale. Donald Trump, you saying an age joke that was uttered before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, so it had nothing to do with that. Had he said, is but let me finish that, is instead a call to violence, that is beyond the pale. Okay? Had he said it after and it was kind of an ambiguous joke, like, I don't know, do I mean age or do I mean one of these times it's gonna work? Which one? I'm walking the fine razor's edge on the edginess of this joke. Which one do I mean, huh? Do I mean, man, one of these people's gonna get this right? Or do I mean, this is me doing a Kimmel impression in this hypothetical. Or do I mean age? See how I created that and crafted that joke so I had some cover? But he didn't say it after the White House correspondents' dinner. Therefore, Donald Trump is full of shit, and it's absolutely... is this irony? I know that people always get irony mixed up, so then now whenever I say it, I go, I think I might be getting it mixed up. I was going to say, and ironically, he's the reckless one here. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.